All right, we're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. First of all, your offices in Granville was targeted, apparently, although covertly perhaps, by the president in terms of trying to put pressure on you involving the immigration issue, and you didn't really take too kindly to that.
It was sort of an odd situation. I don't think anybody really understands why I was targeted on that. We know it was happening to a number of other members of Congress as well around the country. Frankly, I've got a good communication system with constituents on all sides of this issue. We have a lot of communications that happen on the staff level at me. In fact, I was just at Hispanic Paper El Vocero yesterday. So I think the community, the local community, doesn't feel quite the way that some of these national groups do, that we're not engaged in that conversation. We very much are, and we'll continue to do that.
That leads me to a question that maybe I'm just not seeing it. Maybe it is not happening. But I always see protests targeted toward your colleague Fred Upton. Sometimes Justin Amash gets targeted as well. But I just don't see Bill Heisinger's offices being protested to the same degree, perhaps, that we see Mr. Upton or maybe Mr. Amash. Granted, they service perhaps a bigger community such as Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, but yet they get protests, and for the most part, I don't recall more than maybe a half dozen targeting you.
Well, certainly with Chairman Upton, he is very much targeted by a lot of the national groups because of his position as chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. And I think you can have these national groups try to pull people together, but if you've got good community relations and good relationships with people on the ground locally, what they need to do then is they bus people in. I can tell you that happened a few years ago, a year and a half ago, up in our Muskegon office at the time when we had that. They had people that were bused in from Illinois to do the protest, and it was sort of this roving protest that went to Fred's office, my office, Justin's office, Dan Benishek's office, and that was the only way that they could really even get any kind of crowd or profile. So says, I think, more about them and their lack of ability to connect with people locally than it does about us. But that's their tactic. It's more oftentimes, Gary, about raising money for their cause than it is about actually moving the ball on public policy.
And the other thing, too, is the fact that perhaps, let's just say, the Democratic presence in the 2nd District of Michigan isn't as strong, perhaps, as it is in other areas. And for the most part, they target other people that they have a chance to maybe upend, whereas here, you know, the support for the other side, I know you can't comment on that, the support on the other side just isn't there.
We think we do a very good job at staff level and hopefully at my level as well of being in and among the community, and people feel like they have access to us, and I think that's a key.
Talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, he and his congressional colleagues, for the most part, in district time between now and around Labor Day, and we'll talk a little bit about what Bill will be doing in the district in a moment or so, but back in Washington, it looks as if the president is going to give Congress an out about conforming to the Affordable Care Act, a waiver perhaps is being involved with members of Congress. What do you know about that? How do you see that, and whether or not this is sort of another case of backpedaling by the White House on it?
Yeah, we don't know a whole lot about this yet. It was just a press release. I mean, I've heard somebody quip that this administration is more about being a press shop and releasing press releases than it is about actually leading or governing. We're not sure exactly what they're trying to do, but part of the condition of the Affordable Care Act is that not only myself, but all of my staff, both in Washington and here, would be off of the federal employee health care rolls, and we have to go into the state exchanges. And as part of that, there's a lot of murkiness about how that gets paid for. And I think that's where the questions are surrounding I think it's appropriate. As badly as I think this program was constructed, I don't like Obamacare. I don't want Obamacare. I think I will get worse health care options for myself and my family and my staff and their families. It makes sense to me that if we are going to make the American people be a part of it, we need to be a part of it. And anytime that they are eroding that, I think it just once again adds another adds another log on that fire of cynicism that that people have about their government, and rightly so. This is something that is impacting all of America, and it should be impacting everybody, not just members of Congress and their staff. It should be affecting the administration, and they've exempted themselves.
And the other thing too is that it just adds more fuel to the fire about maybe peeling back Obamacare in total. You add this to decision at the beginning of July to delay the implementation of some of the business aspects of it, and people just got to keep scratching their heads a little bit more.
I don't know how you can look at the body of evidence that is continuing to mount here and say that this is a good thing and a good direction to continue to go in. We need to stop. We need to evaluate. We need to turn around here. Sometimes progress isn't continuing down the wrong road. It's stopping, figuring out where you are, and turning around and going back to really get on the right road. And that's what we need to do with healthcare here in the United States.
And finally, Bill Huizinga, next time we have a chance to chat will be after a scheduled town hall meeting with the Ottawa County Patriots, staging it over at the Howard Miller Community Center in Zeeland. You'll be the featured speaker and talking about a lot of things, not only the Affordable Care Act, but the like, but the situation in Benghazi, and a lot of things as well. Again, another outreach, but certainly some issues that are on front burners, even though Congress is not in session right now. That still doesn't mean that things are not hopping over in Washington.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I anticipate it's going to be wide-ranging. And we've got a number of other things that are happening in and around the district. And I'm on my way to Ludington right now, almost there early in the morning. And we make sure that we pack our days pretty full here while we're back in Michigan. But the real focus of that particular one is going to be the NSA situation and what's been going on. Hopefully have a good lively conversation, a good debate. And those are the kinds of things that we need to do as members coming back in. We need to be hearing from people. I know that people aren't going to have any problem letting us know what they think. Let me put it that way. I find out every time I try to go to the gas station or to Myers or somewhere else. So it's a good thing.
One other thing as well, and you'd mentioned NSA, and I do have to ask you, even though you aren't directly involved with it in this particular aspect of your career, but you've been involved with it when you worked under Pete Hoekstra, national security and the like. How concerned are you about chilling relations between Washington and Moscow stemming from the Edward Snowden situation, now that the president will not be seeing Vladimir Putin when they meet, when the leaders meet next month?
Yeah, that's a good question. And this is a serious situation, and obviously nobody wants us to go back into a Cold War stature and posture in our relationship. Vladimir Putin has been, over the years, a very prickly person to work with. This is a nation, a country that had been severely damaged in their own psyche about who they are, and he, I think, is a response to that, and is trying to be tough, play tough, and obviously I think anytime they can cause wrinkles in our own political or policy world here. For example, with Snowden, they're going to take the advantage to do that, and we need to be dealing with them. I'm not sure that canceling the conversation is exactly the right thing. It might not have been so bad to have a face-to-face to let Putin know that what they're doing is unacceptable, but that's a decision that the president has to make on his foreign policy.
Bill Huizinga, as always, we appreciate your thoughts and comments. Look forward to seeing you in town on Tuesday as you travel the district during the congressional break, and we look forward to talking to you about the issues of the day next Thursday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.